Fred Greenley. Who would have been, who started the racetrack anyway?
Mr. Saunders.
What's his first name?
Albert.
Albert?
Yeah, E-L-B-E-R-T. Albert Saunders. I think I'm right now. I could be wrong. Could be Albert. I'll tell you who it is. Charles' grandfather, some of his people married his grand. But some of his people married Mr. Saunders. He can tell you all about him because he knows, Aunt Annie Welch married Mr. Saunders. But you get the story from him on Mr. Saunders. He knows more about him than I do, because he's in the family. Aunt Annie, that's what he called her. I think I'm right with that. I remember Mr. Albert, he was in the family. He knows more than I do. I used to wait on him in the store.
Oh, there it is there.
I think they lived at Burrville.
And I've got...
He's the granddaddy of it all.
I've got Fred Greenley down here.
He never come along till years after. He was one of the late comers in the game.
All right.
I don't know.
Ned Galantine.
Huh?
Ned Galantine.
He was Mr. Cookie's stepson. I think he came from Maine. He's still here, I think. Lives out here. He turns right, I think. I'm not sure, but I think he lives where he turns right to Greensboro. Nate Galantine. See, his mother married twice. She married a Galantine the first marriage, and the second marriage, Miss Bessie, I don't know if she's still living or not, but she married this fella, Henry Clicky. He was the great race driver. This Galantine wasn't hell. But he's a race driver, Mr. Henry Clicky, he drove world's champion. I can't tell you what the name was now. I know it, but I can't think.
Pat Hubbard.
Huh?
Pat Hubbard.
Yeah. All I know about him, he comes from Goldsboro. Goldsboro, Maryland. I know where he comes from. And his wife lives down the road from you, I think. And she lived in a little house on that down the road from you, going toward the fairground on the left-hand side.
I don't know.
Ramona Hubbard. You know, before you get to the railroad tracks, there's a little, coming back on that side.
How you spell Ramona? A-N-A,
Ramona. R-O-M-A-N-A, Ramona, I guess. But anyway, I'd talk to her, interview her, Ramona Hubbard. And I don't know if she still works the races or not. You know, she was a clerk that, you know, they kept track of where these horses had fast at such the quarter mile, at the half mile, and she kept the charts. I guess she's still doing it. I don't know. I haven't seen Ramona, and God knows when. She had a little girl, a nice little young, she was about 16 when she died, Patsy. She don't sleep up there. She's down here throw a baseball, damn it, down where she lives from you.
I know we're down on the other side of the fish
it's
market.
A little grayish.
Down on the other side of the fish market. I forgot there was a house down there.
Ramona.
What the hell? She got there. Didn't come off anyway. Oh, Reuben. R, how you spell Reuben? U-B-E-N. I don't think that's right, but I guess she didn't have to spell it, so she didn't. I'm just running my mouth.
Oh.
Dorothy Adams, has she owned any horses that were good horses, or?
I don't know.
You don't know who drove for them?
She owned some. But I never heard nothing about them, whether they were good or...
You'll have to talk to her.
I really can't answer you. I can't answer that. I have no idea. I know she owned some.
Uh-huh.
And I think she told me Harry was like a groom. He never drove that at her. But he just tended to him. Before he died, she was right there and looked after him. She said, I don't know what had been for her helping me with my horses, you know. But I don't think she ever had any fingers in the account. See, Fred Greenlee had world champion. And Henry Kluke drove world champion. Of course, it wasn't here. It wasn't from Harry. But, man on him was from around Baltimore. I can't even think of his name. I know it too, but I can't think of it.
Kluke drove the world's champion.
Hmm?
Kluke drove the world's champion.
Yeah.
You don't know what his name was, champion?
No, I can't think of it. I just... I know one Fred Greenlee had was Direct Express. He got his picture in
Yeah.
I can't think what the old was.
Did Herman Brown?
Mr. Kluke drove.
Did Herman Brown have any that were?
Yeah, but I don't know the name of them. I think he had some pretty good ones, but I don't know. Herman owned, I don't know, maybe three or four. I really can't tell you because I don't know. See, he never raced his horses here. He raced them in New York most time.
I know Ruby said he had a colt. Something happened to his racehorse, so he had her bred. And Ruby told me that she had her colt, and she was supposed to have stopped up there to see it. It's there, you know where he lives. And she never has, that I know of.
Well, see, Alta used to do his bookwork out there to that farm. You know, it was quite an operation. He had God, I don't know how many people worked. He had a lot of horses. I don't know. I don't know if he had or had an outstanding one, but he, you know, they were fair horses, but He's probably tell you more about racing than anybody around here, because when he was a kid, he used to follow the guys around the racetrack. You know, he spent his time at the racetrack.
Got hooked on it.
Huh?
Got hooked on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's out of the thing now. He don't participate there no more. He's not very good shape.
Ruby said he looks right good now.
Well, he got a bad heart, I believe. You know,
well, they found out what was wrong with him.
Did they know
it was that, what is it you get from birds? From the pigeon and from their...
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you one thing, they're not healthy today. I don't know.
I see they're all over that tower roof. There ought to be something they could put up there that would...
Still talk about that. Remind me of a movie I saw one time. Cliff Edwards, of course, it's going back before your time. And he was in a movie, and it was just on this battleship. So they were pinning these medals, this admiral was putting these medals on all these guys. So he walks up like he wants one, and he said, "What in the world have you done?" And he said, "I kept the seagulls from over your head." And he said, shit on it. And he says, Cliff Edwards, he used to play a ukulele. Got there, he was comical. My God, he used to have some good movies. I never forgot him. And he made a lot of records, to Cliff Edwards. Ukulele Ike, he called him. Ukulele Ike. Now, Cubbage, I don't know. He owned... I expect he owned more horses now than most horses. But he was close to owning most horses around here. And he trained them, you know.
Was he a white fella or colored?
Who?
This Edwards.
White? You can look like...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, how about Paul Vineyard?
Well, let's see, he drove Direct Express to World's Champion. He drove two World's Champions.
Oh, he drove the horse for Fred Bailey?
Fred Greenlee.
Greenlee, I mean. Paul Vineyard drove.
Paul was possibly the best, one of the best ever in the country. I would say. Paul had a great knowledge of horses, and you know, of course, that was his life. That's all he did, you know. And Henry Cliff, you know, Henry told me, you know, I used to be around them guys all the time. And Henry says, "You know how I got in the business?" I said, "No, how did you get in the business?" He said, "One Sunday, my father had this old mare, and he said, I got on her back, I rode her down to the racetrack, and them boys says, 'Let's have some fun, let's take this old stud horse and go breed him and give him a colt.' And he said, 'That's where I got my first colt. And I went into business, I've been in that ever since.' He said, 'Them guys said, we'll give him,' they wasn't supposed to do that, and they took his prize horse, you know, and they bred him to this fire, and he said, 'I got a colt, and that's just where I got in business.'" Don't put that in the paper. But honest to God, you know, if you get around people, they tell those stories how they did things, you know. The old man was very interesting, and his wife, my God, she's just the loveliest person you ever saw. And she, you know, she always liked to help. I never forget poor old Bob Smith, the dentist up here. Bob was little, he was working in the A&P store with us. And so he'd been out to the racetrack and he'd lost his money, whatever he had the night before. And he said, "Oh, Mr. Kluke," he said, "I'm sick today. I went out and I lost my money." And he said, "I'm really," because he was tight. He didn't like to lose his money, you know. So anyway, she shopped, and so she got up and said, "Give me a pencil." So she wrote down some horses for him to play that night. He never played one horse of the whole damn works, and he ever won one. She was trying to help him. And he says, next day he says, "You know how dumb I am. That woman wrote them down. I thought she don't know what the hell she's talking about. I never played one. Every one of them won." Yeah. No, she was, I tell you, my wife thought the world of her. And if you talk about a stylish looking woman, God damn it, she walked down on that racetrack, have her picture taken in a mink coat. She was beautiful. And she wore a long mink coat all the time.
Well, doesn't she still live out here?
Huh?
Isn't she still living? Right out across from you?
No, she lives in Florida. I don't know if she's still living.
I thought she lived right there across from you.
Mrs. Vineyard lives there.
I'm talking about Mrs. Kluke. All right.
No, Mrs. Vineyard. She
oh, you're talking about Mrs. Kluke.
No, Mrs. Vineyard still lives.
Yeah.
And her son lives in. Now he's a famous dentist. You go to him, and of course you have to do this when your gums are healthy. When you're young, your teeth begin to go bad, but your gums are still healthy. He takes them all out. And he puts teeth in and it wires into your jawbone. And you never have any false teeth slip or nothing. You get your teeth just like natural. Your gums go down around your teeth. They spent a lot of money to get him to come. Because he said that's the only guy we know that does that. And he fixes your teeth because the gums have to be healthier. You know, you don't try it. But your gums heal down over top. When he takes them out, he cuts your gums, and then they...
What are you talking about? He healed?
Huh?
He's the only one. The
only one that's this part of the country. Some places they do. Salisbury wanted him. Davis really after him. And, his name's Paul, too. We had a testimonial dinner here for the old man. And he came here, and he gave the nicest speech that night. His father, you know, talk about his dad. Yeah.
Luther Lyons. I know he's not living, but...
Well, Luther's father's one he owned little horses.
Luther is Howard. Huh? Howard was his father.
Owned. Yeah, he's one on. Isn't that funny? Damn, I can't even think of that horse's name. I used to go to...
Adios Harry.
Adios Harry, that's who it was. Yeah, Howard Lange, that's who owned him.
Now, where'd that horse come from?
Huh?
Where did the horse come from?
Oh, he was raised out here, let's see, wrong. Direct Express. What's name raised him? I don't know.
Who raised Direct Express?
Paul Vineyard, correct. Green's horse. He was raised out here, you know, that little farm just down past Book Irons on the right. Helena. I've got a picture.
Hobbs?
No.
Oh.
Fellow this side of there. That little, they got a board in back of it. Can't think of his name. I see him post office about every morning. But it was his stepfather. Satterfield.
Oh. Well, what have I got here now?
Satterfield, that's his name.
Wait a minute. I've got a Satterfield down here. Where have I got it? I've got it because it's got Ace beside it. John Satterfield. They've got John Satterfield.
Yeah.
And then they've got an Ace beside it.
Well, that's who it is, John. Johnny, his wife called him Johnny. I think they parted, I don't know. But he lives there in that place.
Well, that's where Adios Harry was raised?
No.
No?
No. Direct Express.
Okay.
Direct Express was raised there. He was out of Helena. That was
his
mother.
Oh, that was his mother, was Helena.
Helena was the mother. I got a picture of him. I used to take Joan out when she was a little kid. I used to take her out to see Direct Express. You know, he'd be out in the field romping around there.
I wasn't over that tall. Don't go.
I'll tell you who tended to him. Who's the CD? He was the groom. Direct Express.
Do you know what CD's last name was?
Mm-hmm. CD.
Is he a Townsend or is he a...
I don't know. You'll have to get a hold of him there.
He'd probably tell you two or three different tales.
No, he tended to that horse. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, that horse is no people. And I'd take Joan out there, and CB would take her in the stall with him, and he's just the meanest son of a bitch you ever seen. And he wouldn't act up for a damn thing as long as she was in there. He's put a bracelet around his neck, and they put spools on this thing somehow, and so he couldn't get out and bite you. You know, his neck was. Like a necklace he had on.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them old stud horses are mean as hell.
How about the Myers brothers? Ellis Myers?
Yeah.
Paul Myers? Bobby Myers?
I don't know anything about Bobby. Ellis never owned any horses. I know he drove them. He drove horses all of his life. That's all he ever done. And he's out there at the track now. And Bobby, he's got a track of his own. But I don't think they're brothers. I don't think he's down to Greenwood, Bobby Myers. And I wouldn't know him if he walked in here. I don't know anything about him. But Ellis never owned any horses. It was just a
problem. Ralph and Paul Adams.
They were scrapple people.
Yeah, I know that. But I mean, did they have any horses?
Oh, yeah. They had a lot of them, but the only one that they had that I know, and of course they had, I couldn't tell you because I don't know. But the only one that I was familiar with was Lawful Tip.
Lawful?
Lawful Tip. That poor old horse. You know, when a horse gets 20 years old, they're in bad shape. Last time I seen her, she's out in the field there at Bridgeville. And she raced way back. She's going to be 28. Unusual for a horse.
Oh, she lived to be 28.
But but Ralph and Paul owned a lot of horses, but I couldn't tell you, I don't know. Only thing I could tell you, they owned a lot of horses in town.
And Reese Harrington, we've talked about him before.
Huh?
Reese Harrington.
Reese owned several, I don't know. The best one he had was Moscow.
Well, somebody was discussing it last night, said that's what broke him.
Huh?
Horses broke him.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, this is not to be published. If he'd listened to Paul Vineyard, he'd been all right. The horse would. You see, his horse was good that he had, but he bought that one. And I went with him, Madeline and I went to the sale in Harrisburg when he bought him. He brought him home, and Paul said, don't even take him off the goddamn truck. Just take him somewhere and dump him, because he ain't worth a goddamn.
Is that my Scott?
And Reese, nah. And Reese says, oh, he's a wonderful art. Paul said, I told you he wasn't worth a damn. Just give him away or whatever, get rid of him, because he ain't nothing. And sure enough, he won one race in his lifetime. That's not to be published, it was there out to get mad as hell. But that was that's a shame that happened. But he believed in that thing, and then there was a lot of people encouraged him to spend money on him. And Paul Vineyard had a wonderful mind on horses, you know. And as soon as he looked at him, he says, that damn thing ain't nothing. Just take him someplace and get rid of it.
How about Delbert Kane?
I don't know anything about him.
What's the name of the horse that's won so much money?
I don't know anything about their horses. This come later. I know the older horses, but I quit going a few years ago.
Okay.
I know they got horses, but I couldn't tell you what they own.
You don't know anything about Sammy Matthews?
Well, he trained a good horse for him, that's all. He never owned any.
Trained for who?
Huh?
Trained for who?
Kane. I'll tell you now, I know, since you talked about that, I know the horse's name. He had perfect beauty. Sammy trained her. They sold him, or sold her. Yeah, it was a good one.
Elmer Wilson?
I don't know anything about him.
He works down the plant. I know who he is.
But I know they own horses, but I mean, they never had anything that I knew of. Anything.
All right, how about the Hobbs brothers? I got down here, I got Bobby. That was Sarah's husband, wasn't it? The one killed himself.
Yeah. They all owned horses, but I haven't followed that lately. I can't tell you about
and
that.
George and Edward?
George and Edward and Bobby. They all trained horses and raced them.
J.D.
Dennis has got one out there now that I read pretty good, but I couldn't even tell you his name. I read in the paper where his boy, Eddie, I think Eddie's the one driving him. And I don't know if it's his horses. See, a lot of people got horses. Like Paul Vineyard, I don't think Paul Vineyard ever owned a horse in his life. He just raced them and trained them, you know, for somebody. Uh-huh. He got paid for that, too. Now, I don't think Paul ever owned a horse that I knew of.
This John Satterfield, what did I... We talked about that, but I don't even know what we said now. Ace?
See, that wasn't his horse. See, his mother married Mr. Griffith. And Mr. Griffith is one raised Helena. Between Mrs. Griffith and I call her Miss Griffith, Mr. Griffith. They raised this Helena, and they bred and had this horse that Fred Greenley bought. But Fred Greenley he owned 20-some head, I think he was. And there was a lot of good ones. He was probably the best owned. I think they said at one time he owned the best stable in the country. I can't quote that. I wouldn't put that in, but I think I heard that. But that would be somebody I'll tell you. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But,
you don't know anything about Dorothy Adams. Only about Harry. Room. Lyndall Coverdale, we'll have to get Dorothy. Oh my God, she still talks about Lyndall and going to.
Her husband drove had one horse. I can't. Maybe she had two. I don't know.
You know
I can't think what his name was.
Sammy Minner?
Huh?
Do you know a Sammy Minner? Sammy Minner.
Don't know who he owned any Sammy Minner.
And we got Bill Minner down here. I don't know. I've got a Bill Minner down here. But if it's a Bill Minner down here.
He owns some kind of a horse, but I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. I don't think he's worth writing about. I've never read anything about. I know that he had a horse, but a lot of people got a horse, but that don't mean much to write about. You.
Well, what have I got here? I've got Bobby Townsend.
Bobby Townsend. I don't know
either. Don't matter. Russell Waters was a trainer or a groom.
They're probably groomed.
Trainer and a groom, it's got beside it.
Well, see, Bobby Townsend belongs to the museum.
Yeah, he was there last night. And Uncle Rube, do you remember any?
Who?
Uncle Rube Savage.
Yeah. I don't remember his horses, but I remember him. Now, see, you're talking about the first ones that come here.
I'll have to get Pearl, talk to Pearl. I mean Prilly.
When Savage come here.
Prilly, Pearl's
you
dead.
You go back to this boy out here you're talking about, Satterfield.
Yeah.
See, his father, the old man Satterfield, and Rube Savage came here about the same time. And,
well, you don't know when that was?
No, but the first fire there ever was, 1920, I guess. Rube Savage I don't know what I think he was, George, I'm not sure. But we always called him Saturday. The old man got killed up at, I'm thinking I'm right now. I wouldn't put that in nothing either because don't depend on what I'm telling you, but I think he got killed in Hatfield Fire, I think. I'm not sure. Mr. Satterfield. But I think his name was George. I'm not positive about that.
How'd he get killed?
Huh?
How'd he get killed? Driving a horse or something?
Yeah.
In a race?
Yeah. I don't know whether it was Lewistown or someplace up in Pennsylvania. I know that. Now, Rube was one of the first ones to come to Harrington. And Mr. Satterfield.
I never heard tell of Uncle Rube going, well, I never knew much about it anyway. Then I've got Olin Davis.
Olin never owned any horses. He trained. He trained for his. God, I don't know if that's right or not. Whether it's his uncle or his father, I don't know. He trained for Med Davis.
Med.
Medford, his name was. They called him Uncle Med. Med Davis. I think there's a young Med up to Smyrna. I talked to him the other day. He's out of the race business, he said. He's had his leg broke two or three times. Olin was a good driver, I'll tell you.
Who is that lives in Smyrna?
Huh?
Who is it lives in Smyrna?
I think there's a...
Med Davis's son?
Second Med Davis. I think, I'm not positive, but...
Junior.
The old man Med was the one that... I had good horses. In fact, the best thing he had was his lady. And if you go out by that farm, you call it. It's named his lady farm out there on the front. His lady, Olin Drover. great, great racehorse.
And Noah Kane. And Carl Gosling, we've got some information on that. Chester Short. Chester Short's got horses out here.
See, I've not bothered with races for some time. I couldn't tell you anything about him.
And Mars Skinner. He's just a driver, isn't he?
He's a trainer.
Trainer?
He drove some, but I don't know, but I don't think he ever owned any. I think he just drove horses. He was in here the other day.
Well, who's...
See, he spent most of his life at Bond Bread out there. That's where he came here.
Oh, Mars Skinner did?
Yeah, he was boss out there. Yeah, Mars been there for umpteen years until they closed down, and then he started... helping with the horses. In fact, he worked for me and he run the pool room for a while.
About Jim Stokely?
I don't know if he owned any or not. But he was a good race driver.
A driver?
Yeah. Him and Miss Clara. She was a groom. She was one of the best when it come to take care of horses, Miss Clara.
Harry Quillen.
I don't know what Harry owns. He owns a lot of them. He still got them out there to the back of the mill.
And Frank.
Harry and...
Well, they said Francis trained for Stokely. Maybe he helped.
He could have.
Maybe he helped. But he said his father, they said his father said, well, he was scared to go through the hole. To drive, and that was.
The only horse that I knew that the old man Harry owned, and he owned a lot of them, was Ingaloo. I-N-G-A. I-N-G-A-L-O-U.
I-N-G-A-L-O-U.
And you know why it's named that? His son Harry died down there about four, he had a daughter named Ingaloo. That was her name. And so they named the horse after his granddaughter, Ingaloo. Huh.
Jack Parker?
Who?
Jack.
He married Fred Green's daughter. I don't know. I don't even know where he is. He's a race driver. I can't tell you. Can't tell you nothing about him. I can't tell you much about his father, but he was one of the top ones in the country, Howard Parker. But he never raced here, he raced New York all the time. I don't suppose anybody would even know what I'm talking about. Jack's father, Howard Parker. I know him, but I don't suppose many people do. See, Jack, through Mr. Green going to races and his daughters, and he married, I don't know what Fred's sister's name is, tell you the truth. He used to live in Harrington, but they moved out.
You say he raced where, up in New York, mostly?
Yeah. Jack Parker.
Bobby Simons. Bobby Simons.
Just a groom, as far as I know. I don't know. I can't answer that very good.
Okay. Tom Clark?
Huh? Tom who?
Clark. A lot of these may be grooms. Because I'll tell you why.
Tom drove for somebody, and I can't tell you who.
Because it's got Alex Benson down here and his brothers. They've got Alex Benson and his brothers down here.
Well, they probably
were grooms.
I imagine. I don't know.
Well, what was that woman's name that lived out there in an apartment where Court 6 is, and she was a groom? She was a groom out here, and she was a groom out on for, Jesus. Herman Brown.
Oh, Estelle Brown. See, that's one story I've got to get, because I took my story and I give it to whatever the hell that man's name is up to Feltner, train horses, and she trained for him. And so one day she was in here, and I said, give that to your son, but I'd like to get it back and make a copy of it, because see, she has quite a story attached to her.
Well, you better.
She's shopping here all the time, buying men's pants and jackets and stuff.
Any of the Cates own horses, or we've got Willis and Darwin Cates?
I know. If they did, I never heard of it.
Charles Pitts.
Huh?
Charles Pitts.
Well, I don't know much about him. They live out here going further. His wife is quite a, she's a groom, and she's big wheel in the Cloverleaf Association.
Yeah.
She writes a lot of stories and stuff.
What's her name? I've seen her, I've talked to her, and listened to her talk. I said, you remember what her name is? I've seen her and listened to her talk.
Mrs. Pitts?
She's just a little woman.
Oh, yeah. I seen her the other night down the sale. Her daughter comes down, and she's been buying, so the other night, and at the toy sale, she brought her mother with her. And they were all talking down there. She's I'll tell you what, she's a worker. I'll tell you, she writes a column in the newspaper, too, about horses, I think, for some, I don't know,
probably for a fiction paper or magazine or whatever. Who's Bobby Wyatt?
Bobby Wyatt?
Harry Adams was a groom. Who's Preston Dill? Preston Dill brothers. Richard McCloskey. Lester Killen. Henry Kluke.
In these later years, I've lost track of all the people.
Henry Kluke drove World's Champion, but what was the World's
Champion? Eddie Taylor owned horses. I don't know what I...
Does he still? Does he still own them? Does he still own them?
No. I think his wife made it out of the business. How was that horse he had? It was something about Prospect Church, Prospect. I don't know. You have to ask him that. Prospect, I forget what the horse is.
Who was What was the name of the world's champion that Henry Kluge drove? I didn't write it down.
Maybe it was her.
Okay, and I've got here blacksmiths. Gene Pleasanton?
God damn it, I'm not sure. I'm telling you right now, damn it. I think that's what... No, God damn, that ain't right. That's not right.
See, I'm
telling you wrong.
I never pay any attention to the darn stuff myself.
I'm not too sure, but I almost believe Paul Vineyard drove Adios Hire. See, sometimes Luther would drive him. But Luther and I, we went to racetrack one night, and
you're going to have to do that.
What come in my mind is...
Hang it over there on that thing.
Paul was doing the driving. This Luther says to me, ain't it awful that your own father lied to you? He said to me one day, come on, he said, let's go to New York. So I said, all right. So we got up there, and it's the fastest ride I ever had in my life. But boy, he's a wildcat. He drives a plane, and I bet we wouldn't let him 95 at a time between Wilmington and New York on that turnpike. Had a Kaiser Frazier car. So we got there, and it was about when we got there, it was beginning to get dark. And the old man Jewett was a trainer. And of course, Luther's father was, he wouldn't tell you a horse, but he would buy you dinner for you if he saw you, go get you passes to get in, anything like that. So anyway, Luther says he told me not to bet a down a damn horse because it wasn't any good. So, he wouldn't trust it if I'd take his horse from the barn to the paddock. Paul would beat him there. So, just as I could see the old man riding off now, got on the sock and riding off, Mr. Jewett says, son, he says, your father lied to you tonight. He says, you bet that goddamn horse that he's sitting there on there now, because that horse, they'll know, never know which way she went. And sure enough, she paid about $20. Luther says, your own goddamn father lied to you. Mr. Jewett said, he told you a stinky lie. He says, I'll tell you. He says, that horse will win. You go ahead and bet on him. So Luther said, well, I'm not going to tell him I bet on him. So we bet on him and come home. That's something. But I can't think of as many times as I've seen Mr. Kluge drive that horse. And I'll tell you who had him first before Kluge got him was Pat Hubbard had that horse. And
Pat Hubbard.
Can't think what his name was.
Have I got Pat Hubbard's name on here?
That awful.
Is Pat Hubbard a man's name?
It just comes to my mind.
Yeah, I've got Pat Hubbard down here. Driver, owner, trainer.
Huh?
I said I've got Pat Hubbard's name down here. It's got beside it.
I don't think Pat ever owned anything, but he trained that horse. I'll tell you what. See. He trained that horse, and the story got around that the man that owned him over my own, that Pat was cheating with him.
What was that?
And they took the horse away from Pat. And the old man took it the first time he had it out, he set a world record with him in New York. But Pat's the one made the horse, you know, but he never drove him as a world's champion, but Kluge got him, you know, it was a, I think what the guy was, I think the way the guy worked, I think the way Pat had this horse, he never told the trainer what he was doing, but he wasn't wrong.
Christian?
Or I say he wasn't wrong. He was telling the man when to bet him and when not to bet this horse. But you see, if he could be second most times, then what he would say, you bet him, he knew he had a lot more horse than he needed to win with. In other words, he never let the horse out. So he'd let it drive three or four races and wouldn't try to win. He'd try to get up first.
Was that Adios Harry?
No.
No.
I tell you, I can't think of the damn horse's name. That's the one that Tookie drove.
Yeah.
It'll come to me anyway.
Well, how about blacksmiths? I've got Gene Pleasanton down here. You ever hear tell of him? Clifford Outen. I don't think he was in it very long, was he?
He may have horses now, I don't know. But I don't even go to races anymore.
Then I've got Austin Turcott and Terry.
Austin just blacksmith. Chewed the horses.
Yeah, blacksmith. That's what I've got, blacksmiths.
Yeah.
Do you know of any others that worked out there from first started?
Yeah, old man Wingate was the first one.
W-I-N.
Harry. You got a picture of him in the museum, picture of his place.
Wingate.